Welcome to our Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm your host, Logan Mance. On today's program, we have KC Service Club member Casey Peterson to talk about the Rupp Park Improvement Project. My first question was just, what are the number of things that the KC City Park needs improvements on? And then, you know, why does the KC City Park need improvements?
Okay. So we can maybe start with the why here. So this project all came about as far as our goals go as a result of a survey, a community survey that we did in 2017 that looked at what our citizens would want to see as far as community improvements. And at the time, we did not have a finished community building. And so one of the things that came out of that survey, obviously, was a place that folks could come together and meet as groups and celebrate different events, things like that. And then the other thing that came out of it was that our citizens really wanted a safe place where they could exercise, where they could walk, where they could, you know, take their dogs if they wanted to. And we also know that our youth did not have really safe opportunities to, you know, ride their bikes and to walk around town because our sidewalks, like many small communities, were not in the best condition. And so this sort of came about because we had done that survey and we recognized that the citizens really wanted one place where they could all come together and could feel safe to do the things that they wanted to do as far as improving health, but also the kids wanting to be able to ride their bikes and come together in a safe place to play. So the grant committee decided that, you know, looking at all of the responses that we got from that survey, a walking path in the park might be the best place to start and the most feasible place to start. And so that was kind of how everything came about.
And then what improvements are you looking to make to the park?
The park has been around for many, many years. And when we started off looking at this project, it was kind of a very small scale, sort of what can we do to just boost community involvement in terms of having a place to gather, but also giving people an opportunity to kind of get back to the community and to come together and improve parts of the community. And so we looked at, you know, the shelter house, we looked at the bathhouse, we looked at, you know, the amenities that were inside the park and kind of started targeting smaller projects. And then we quickly realized that as we started to embrace this idea of the walking path, that, you know, maybe instead of that being the last phase of the project, that it made sense to bring that in as our first phase of the project, just from a logistics standpoint, because of the work that would have to be done in order to install that walking path. It made more sense to kind of start with that so that we could build from there. And then we weren't sort of, you know, going back and having to redo things that we had done previously. So when we phased this out, so when we kind of looked at what we wanted to get done in the park, we broke it up into phases that would be more feasible as a volunteer organization to actually accomplish for fundraising purposes, but also just, you know, in-kind donations and getting people to kind of help us make this happen. It's largely been funded by grants and donations. So, you know, the community has really come together and we've worked very hard with Region 12 supporting us all the way to kind of locate funding that would allow us to not just install the walking path, but also down the road, looking at new park equipment, looking at, you know, water fountains and renovations to the bathhouse, a new shelter eventually, you know, obviously the walking path, but also things like, you know, a kickball field and maybe horseshoes and some of those things that can bring in some of the older generations as well so that they can enjoy the park, not just our younger generations. We also want to feature, you know, new signage in the park. So signage that really supports the history of the town. And so it gives visitors, but also community members, a chance as they're walking along the path to learn a little bit about the history of KC. And, you know, we have a very rich history. We want to celebrate that. And so there'll be signage throughout the park that kind of does that or serves that purpose. And then also information about local businesses, information about upcoming events, things that can draw people, you know, visitors back into the downtown area as well, so that we can kind of help boost businesses in the area. And, you know, just overall kind of making this a community, a whole, you know, community project, so that it's not just about being in the park, but it's also about all the things that make KC great.
How much fundraising is needed to fund this project? What is kind of the estimated amount you're looking for?
Right now, just for phase one through the walking path, our target is 250,000, and we are very close to that amount. We're still taking donations. And so right now we have, you know, I would say around 230,000, 235,000 that we've managed to gather the, you know, bulk of that being in, you know, in-kind donations. And then we did receive the Wellmark Foundation grant for $100,000. It's a matching grant. So we were able to raise through in-kind donations and generous support of, you know, community members. We were able to actually raise the $100,000 that was required to match the funds from the Wellmark Foundation. So we're still about $15,000, $20,000 short of our goal, but we're very close to meeting that. And then the projects that follow, obviously, will be continuing to raise money and funding to support those extra projects, continuing to seek out opportunities for folks to get involved through, you know, in-kind work. You know, I can't do this without mentioning our kind of diamond level donors, you know, people who have come together and offered their services. So, you know, Whittemeyer Family Farm, Caliber Concrete, Plowman Earth Moving, and Wellmark Foundation, the Guthrie County Foundation grant, all those organizations and groups have provided opportunities for us to actually meet our goals. And many of them are generously kind of giving their time and equipment and labor to make this a reality. And, you know, from there, we've had, you know, dozens and dozens of community members and businesses and organizations that have also given to the project. So it's been really cool to kind of see everybody come together and join forces and make it happen.
Again, we're speaking with Casey Peterson, who's doing a lot of work for the Rutt Park Improvement Project. And Casey, and when is your target date to get this done, at least the sidewalk, the walking path?
So the walking path, we are looking to have that done this year. And so, you know, it's because we are a volunteer group and because much of the project involves, especially from, you know, Plowman and Caliber being key components to that, we've got a lot of stuff that has to be removed. We wanted to make sure that we did not sort of take away opportunities for the park to be used during our town events coming up in July, our town festival. And so it'll be after that that we start to sort of dismantle some of the things that are in the park. There's a lot of dirt work that has to be done, obviously, as we kind of start laying the groundwork for this. And so we wanted to make sure that the park was still in commission over the course of the summer, the bulk of the summer, and then focusing, you know, late summer and into fall on getting everything in place that needs to be done. So we hope to obviously have, you know, by next year, the majority of the work completed. And most of that will be done, you know, late summer, early fall.